Today, I'm going to start this episode a little differently to normal. I'm going to ask you to do something. Grab your phone and just see how many contacts you have saved in there. Write down the number, and if you don't have your phone handy, take a guess. Now open each social media platform you're on and add up the total number of connections you have on there. If you have something like email marketing in place for your business, add the number of subscribers you have there too. Now, when you add this total number of all these contacts and connections, what is that number? Now, think about how much you'd quite like to earn. How many clients do you need? And how does that number compare to the number of all the connections you have? I bet it's a fraction. Let's go wider. Quickly Google how many people there are on the internet, or even how many people there are in your country. When you compare how many clients you need, the fraction gets even smaller. Here's why I'm asking you to do this. Because when we think of our niche being crowded and saturated, we usually base it on feelings. We don't have any hard evidence of it actually being saturated, and we definitely don't have any evidence of it meaning that there isn't space for us. So when you do the maths, you realize that to have your dream business, you only need a tiny proportion of all the people available to you. And that means your market being a bit crowded really isn't a problem. So let's dive into this episode where I share some actionable tips, but importantly, explore how we can really shift our mindset around this topic. Welcome to the Upgrade Your Education Business podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm so pleased you're here. As an education business owner myself and a former teacher, I understand the nuances that only apply to us. So in this podcast, I share fluff-free, tailored and actionable ideas that you can mould to suit your needs. If you'd like to take this conversation further, please do reach out. I would love to meet you. And finally, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review. That way, you'll be helping me help more people. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy. Now, when I usually talk about this topic, I'm pretty action focused, so it leans into the visibility training I deliver in the Tutors Mastermind. But today, I want to approach it from a slightly different angle. Maybe we could call it a softer angle. If you want an actionable episode on standing out in a crowded niche, line up episode 98 to listen to next. That's episode 98. But stay with me for now, because the stuff I share today will complement those actionable tips perfectly. Now, although we're education business owners and we feel our niches are crowded, this feeling can actually be applied to most niches. If, say, you're a hairdresser and you immerse yourself in that world, you'll be acutely aware of all the other hairdressers in your world, and so the niche will feel crowded. So I think it's worth starting there, because this feeling of our niches being crowded or saturated can be paralyzing. It has probably stopped so many people from setting up a business because they feel like, what's the point? I know that many new business owners have asked me, tell me honestly, Samantha, is this going to work? There are so many other people doing the same. And my response is usually something along the lines of, see that as a good sign. If there are loads of people doing it, it means there's a demand for it. So your mindset around it matters a lot. I could share more practical tips like I did in episode 98, but if you aren't coming from the right place, the tips won't work, or you won't feel motivated to action them. Also, something I heard a business coach ask a while back was, what evidence do you have? Do you know for a fact that your niche is so crowded that there isn't room for you? That was such an interesting question, because terms like abundance mindset and phrases like there's enough clients for all of us is thrown around a lot. I use the latter quite a lot. I really do believe it. But it's easy to say when you have clients. The belief and mindset is really put to the test when you feel like you're struggling or if you're setting up something new. So although this episode is about standing out in a crowded niche, I think we need to take the word crowded out of it, because honestly, how is it serving us? If we hone in on it, it just keeps us small, it makes things overwhelming, and it can introduce a real competitive element, especially if you feel insecure. So let's do that. This episode's new title is How to Stand Out in Your Niche. And here is the really simple answer to that. I'll go into it in detail, but I'm going to give you the spoiler first. The way to stand out is by being your niche. By you being your brand, by you being your trump card, the thing that differentiates you from everyone else. When we take that concept, I'm no longer just another person offering education business owner support. I'm Samantha, and that comes with unique experiences, a unique personality, and a unique style. I'm no longer another English tutor. I'm Samantha, the English tutor, and that comes with things that only I can deliver, no one else. So when you take this concept of you being your niche, it's actually impossible for your niche to get crowded or saturated because there'll only ever be one of you. And when you couple that with the mindset that I talked about in the introduction to this episode, where you only need a small portion of the pie, so to speak, to have your dream business, this concept is even less overwhelming. And the great thing about being your niche is that you end up connecting with your audience, the people who you're totally compatible with, and they come and find you too. It slices right through the competitive element of feeling like you're in a crowded market. So how do you become your niche? Since we're more likely to be successful if we focus on this instead of how crowded our market is, we need to double down on this. Well, from a professional perspective, the questions to ask yourself are, what makes you uniquely you? What is it that connects so deeply to your clients? What is it about the way you do things that makes your clients just love working with you and what you offer? So to give you an example, I'm going to blow my own trumpet for a moment, and I encourage you to do the same. As a business mentor who works exclusively with education business owners, my experience as a corporate business trainer, coupled with then having been a teacher and now a tutor, makes me unique. When I was talking to my tuition agency client about issues she was having with one of her employees, I was able to bring in my experience of leading teams in the training world. We were able to lean on my experience to make her recruitment process robust. When another client felt so down because a couple of students had left her group class, I could totally empathize, and I could have a constructive conversation about why she shouldn't take it personally and how she can find out more to help her retain clients going forward. I could have that conversation because I had been there, exactly there. So dig deep. I'll remind you of those questions to ask yourself. What makes you uniquely you? What is it about you that connects so deeply with your clients? Is it your can-do approach? Is it your empathy? What is it about the way you do things that makes your clients love what you offer? Is it because you're so playful? Is it because of how structured your approach is? Just a few prompts to get you thinking, but to really become your niche, you need to pause and make this list. Now, let's say you've done that. You've got some ideas. What do you do with them? Well, you need to talk about it far and wide. Show people testimonials that evidence the magic you sprinkle. Write the kind of content that helps your ideal client think, wow, it's like this was written especially for me. Now, that's from a professional angle, but there's more to us than what we do for work. Talk about yourself. What are your passions, your interests? Help people get to know you so that you're no longer just that professional who's selling something to them like everyone else. You're a person with a personality and a life outside of work. What are your beliefs, your dislikes, professionally and or personally? Talk about them. Help people really connect with you so that they don't just see you as another tutor or whatever your title is, and instead they see you as you, and they feel excited to work with you, not to just simply invest in a specific service or product. So here's what to do now. Think about how you deliver what you offer and list all those things that make you uniquely you. Some of these will be really easy to miss because it's obvious and natural for you, so you do need to look closely. For instance, when I think about it, the types of conversations I have with my students at the start of lessons, the way I ask them what kind of homework could help them, the way we keep in touch between lessons is very natural for me. To me, I think, well, why wouldn't I do those things? But not all tutors take that approach. It's part of what nurtures a strong relationship with me and my tutees. And it's what keeps them motivated to come to my lessons, even if they aren't feeling great or if they're on holiday. If I were promoting my tuition business, these are the kind of things I would talk about. Because solely talking about top tips for passing exams or about the price of my lessons and what it includes, that just blends in with everyone else doing the same. I'm not the only English tutor who has great knowledge about my subject. Most, if not all, of my colleagues do. I need to talk about what makes me the kind of educator I am. And when you've made this list and thrown around some ideas, start including them in your content. If you have a website, review the impression you think people might get of you through it and decide that, have they walked away knowing enough about me? If they haven't, inject your personality into it. A while back, I had a whole load of professional photos done, and they were great because at the time I wasn't feeling very confident to put pictures of myself out there. But now I've started to scrap that and I just share these selfies of me instead. I mean, some of them really aren't that great, but they're raw and they're real and they're unfiltered and they're me. And I'm using them everywhere, in my marketing, on my website. I haven't changed everything yet, but slowly I am. Because I want the world to see who I am. I want them to connect with me. That way I can make sure that I'm attracting the clients who I really, really connect with. So this isn't even just about your messaging and your content. You can even make an impact with the kind of photos you share. They don't need to be polished or perfect, they just need to reflect you. So I hope this episode has really made you feel energized and motivated to be completely you in your niche and realize that your market isn't too crowded. There is plenty of space for you. There are lots of people who would choose to work with you over someone else because you're the person they connect with. And remember that if you do want some actionable tips that will really work wonders because you have this great mindset, you can listen to episode 98 next. Thanks as always for spending your time with me. You'll hear from me on Wednesday for the last episode of the season. I'll be taking a week off after that and then I'll be back for season 12. Would you like to take this discussion further? Perhaps you have some questions or you'd like more ideas on tailoring your business. If so, book a free discovery call through the link in the show notes.